Matthew 28:10 begins in the uneasy space between grief and hope. Though at first hope is nowhere in sight, Mary Magdalene and Mary go to the tomb after the Sabbath at dawn, not because they're expecting resurrection, but because their love drove them. See, love keeps showing up even when it doesn't know what else to do. They've watched Jesus die. They've seen the stone sealed over the grave. They know where sorrow has been laid, and they go back to it. And that's part of what makes this passage so real. Easter doesn't begin with confidence. It begins with loss and silence and people trying to face the unfaceable. Matthew makes clear that resurrection is not a private feeling or a comforting idea. The earth shakes, the stone is moved, the guards are overwhelmed, the tomb is empty. Heaven breaks into history, and what seemed sealed shut is opened up by the power of God. The women come expecting to visit a grave, but instead they find that Jesus has already gone ahead of them into a future they couldn't imagine. Matthew is showing us that resurrection is not people talking themselves into hope. It is God acting decisively in the middle of fear and death. Listen as I read our text. Matthew 28:1-10. After the Sabbath, at the dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look for the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, there are moments in life where something just feels unfinished and not in a neat way. Finished as in closed. Finished as in buried. Finished as in, I don't know what comes next, but I know what is gone. Most of us know that feeling. Sometimes it comes with a death, sometimes with betrayal, a diagnosis, a broken relationship, a lost job, or just a season when faith feels thin. You keep moving, but inside it feels like you were walking toward a tomb. That's where these women are. They go at dawn because love does that. Love shows up. Love goes back to the place where it hurts. They are not coming with confidence. They are coming because Jesus mattered and now he is dead and they need to be near him one more time. Matthew lets us feel that weight before he lets us hear the joy of resurrection. And maybe that's where Easter has to begin for us too. Not with polished smiles, but with honesty. Some people come to Easter carrying gratitude. Some come carrying grief. Some come tired. Some come uncertain. Some believe with full hearts today, but some are hanging by a thread. The good news of Easter is not that everybody showed up strong. The good news is that God meets people at the tomb, and He still does. The women come. The world starts shaking. The stone is rolled away. The guards, the ones meant to keep everything sealed and controlled, are undone. All the forces that look so powerful on Friday suddenly look weak in the face of what God is doing on Sunday. Death looks final. The grave looks final. Grief looked final. But God is not limited by what looks final to us. And that may be one of the hardest things for us to trust. Oh, we're good at naming what is over. We know how to stand in front of loss and say, that's it. We do it in relationships. We do it in churches. We do it in our own hearts. We do it when hope has taken enough hits that we stop expecting anything new. But Easter stands in front of that habit and says, no, no, that is not all there is. Then comes the words that reach us still today. He is not here. Not because He never was, not because the cross was pretend, not because the pain did not happen. He is not here because He has been raised. The tomb is empty. Not because death was avoided, but because death was defeated. Christianity does not ask us to deny suffering. It tells the truth about suffering, but it also tells the truth that suffering and death do not get the last word over Jesus. I think that's why the first word the women hear is comfort. Do not be afraid. They need that, and so do we. Fear is one of the deepest, strongest forces in our lives. Fear of loss, fear of change, fear of what comes next. Fear that the worst thing is the truest thing. Fear that what has been broken cannot be restored. Easter doesn't shame fearful people. Easter speaks to fearful people. But it doesn't leave them standing still. The angel tells them to come and see. And then He tells them to go and tell. That pattern matters. They are invited to look honestly at what God has done, and then they are sent to carry that news. Easter is never meant to stay sealed up in one holy moment. Easter moves, it sends, it opens the future. When they leave, Matthew says they do it with fear and great joy. And I am so thankful that he says it this way. He could have written it as if resurrection erased every trembling feeling in a moment. But he tells the truth. They're still afraid. And they are full of joy. Both of those are there at the same time. And this feels like real life. Faith is not always calm. Sometimes faith is shaky. Sometimes faith is shaky hands, still moving forward. Sometimes faith is tears in your eyes and obedience in your steps. Sometimes faith is not having every answer, but going anyway because Jesus is alive. Then Jesus meets them on the road. He doesn't leave them with only a message from someone else. He comes to them himself. He meets them while they are going in that space between the empty tomb and the task ahead. And isn't that often where we meet him too? Not only in still moments of prayer, though thank God for those, but in the middle of going, serving, grieving, loving, and taking the next step. When they see him, they fall at his feet and they worship. That is the right response to resurrection. Not just vague inspiration. Worship. Because if Jesus is risen, then everything has changed. If Jesus is risen, then hope is not naive. If Jesus is risen, then forgiveness is not foolish. If Jesus is risen, then love is stronger than hatred, grace is stronger than sin, and life is stronger than death. If Jesus is risen, then what looks finished to us may only be the place where God is about to begin something new. And then Jesus says it again, "Do not be afraid. The risen Lord himself speaks peace over frightened hearts, but he also gives direction. He tells them to go tell his brothers that he is going ahead of them to Galilee. He is going ahead of them. He's not waiting for them to figure everything out. He's not standing far off to see whether they can pull themselves together. He is already ahead of them, preparing the place where they will meet him. That is Easter hope for the church and for every believer. Jesus goes ahead of us into uncertain places, ahead of us into life we don't yet know how to live. Ahead of us into witness, ahead of us into healing, ahead of us into every place where fear says, do not go there. Ahead of us even unto death itself, which means death is no longer a locked door. Christ has gone through it and broken it open from the other side. Easter's not the end of a journey, it's the beginning of transformed living. It is the beginning of people who know the tomb is empty and therefore can't live as if despair is the truest thing about the world. Oh, we still grieve, but not as those with no hope. People, we still live as people who get afraid, but not as those abandoned by God. We still face hard things, but we do so with the promise that Christ has gone ahead of us. And this means Easter is not just about what happened to Jesus. It's about what's happening now in us. We become the people who go and tell. People who carry resurrection into fearful rooms. People who tell the truth about pain, but not without hope. People who stop treating endings as if they are always final. People who look at a wounded world and still say, Christ is alive, God is not finished. And that is good news. We need to not only hear, but receive. The one who was crucified and raised still meets his people. He still feeds us. He still speaks peace to our fearful hearts. So come to the risen Christ. Not because you have no fear, but because he is alive. And he goes ahead of you. Bow your heads with me, please. Risen Lord, thank you for meeting us again in the good news of the empty tomb. Thank you that fear does not have the last word, death does not have the last word, and that what looks final to us is never beyond your power. When our hearts are shaken, remind us that you are alive. When we do not know what comes next, remind us that you go ahead of us. Help us leave this space as people shaped by resurrection hope. Give us courage where we've been afraid, peace where we've been troubled, and faith where we have been uncertain. Teach us not to stay standing at the tomb, but to go and tell, to live with joy, and to trust that your grace is already ahead of us in every step we take. In Jesus' name, amen.